Hello.
Hey, Monty, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. How you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm busy, man.
Okay. I'll be very respectful of your time here. I just had a quick question for you. Were you able to get a hold of Home Advisor and speak with them?
Yeah, they've made a few different changes, but I don't know if they're going to hold through with them or not. I told them that if they was going to give me a lead and one or two other of their own customers bidding against me, I said, you know, hell, that's, you can't tell me that that's right.
Exactly.
You know, because they're going to collect money off of all three of us, whether none of us get the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the way that works. I mean, they get a $41 off all three of us, and somebody else may come in and bid the job and get it.
Exactly, and then you're also
and then
paying.
On top of that, we're bidding against each other with bidding with the same advertiser. You know,
yeah. You're
how
bidding,
much did you say yours is a month or whatever?
I was able to get you $249 flat, and that would be no other hidden fees involved. There's no other surcharges. You're not paying per lead, and you're not locked into a contract. The pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, but it is a two-month verbal agreement. So
okay,
it's a lot more. It's a lot more affordable than Home Advisor because you're not nickel and dimed. You're not bidding against any of your competitors because we work exclusively with one business per category per area, Monty. That way, we can ensure you that you're getting all the exposure and visibility directly to your company. So we don't work.
And
with
that that's advertised on what, Google? You said or.
Yes, sir. It's going to be on Google's. It's going to be on Google's platform. It would be on Bing's platform and the online directories like Google or the Better Business Bureau, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce. The bigger ones, the more popular directory that consumers still do searches from. That way, you get the exposure there. But what we would also do is build you a website that would go that we can attach to all of the listings. That way, traffic will be driven to it, and no matter what platform they're searching from to do the search for your service, they'd still be able to call you directly because they'd be able to pull up the website that we built for you from whatever platform they're searching from.
And so you're talking $249 a month?
Correct.
Okay, $249. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready today.
Well,
you said I need to take a 2 month minimum.
Correct, but the pricing.
Okay, that's
the
no problem. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Monty, like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. It's definitely going to be something that benefits you a lot better than Home Advisor. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here is just verify some information in regards to your company, just to make sure that we have everything accurate.
Okay. All right.
Right. Okay, now for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now the number that we've been speaking on, the 573 area code 887-1714, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach
one?
Yes,
the only number.
Okay, perfect. And that's the number that we're going to use. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address for your business says 111 Northwest Street in Orin.
Yes.
Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
That's my home.
Okay, so if it's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area that you're located, but not turn-by-turn directions to where you live, of course.
That'd be fine.
And then the zip code out there, just to correct me, just to make sure it's accurate, I found it as 63771. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Monty, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Oh, thank you very much. And what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's small letters. It is Monty, M-O-N-T-Y.
Okay.
Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Okay.
Let's see. 61 at that goofy looking at. This kind of circle around it at gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, MontySchaefer61@gmail.com.
Yes, and all of them are small letters, no capitals.
Understood. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. And then also, Monty, for the your hours of operation for the business, how would you like them shown? Is it like Monday through Friday? Is it 7 days a week? How does that work for you?
7 days a week.
7 days a week, and what are the hours of operation that you would like to specify?
7 in the morning till, I don't know what, I mean, I'm up all night, or the biggest part of the night. say 7 to 9 in the evening.
Okay, 7 to 9. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Alrighty. And then when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I don't accept credit cards.
No credit cards.
Cash or checks, either one.
Okay, cash or checks. Alrighty. And then, Monty, did you have any other social media out there like Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
I'm on Facebook, but I never even talked to anybody or anything on it. I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I don't associate, you know. I haven't got time. There's too many people, wanting to be friends and all this and that. And I just, you know, I haven't got time for all that conversation and everything.
I hear you. Okay. Well, I'd just like to double check, just to make sure that anything out there you would have doesn't conflict with what we're doing, and that does not. So I'd just like to clarify. Perfect. All right. And then, Monty, also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Either email or a text. Well, if you all need to contact me, just call. And could leave a voicemail if nothing else.
Absolutely. That's what we'll do. So if we need to get a hold of you, we'll definitely leave you a voicemail if you don't answer, and then you can get back to us at your earliest convenience or when it's best convenient for you.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
And then what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. It's going to give you two forms of contact. That way, in case you need anything changed or adjusted, you can get that done immediately for you. Each and every time you try to call one of these numbers that I sent over to you, it's going to give you client support's number, and it's going to give you my phone number. Okay, that way you can reach a live agent each and every time you try to call in. And it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully, Monty. Now, the last thing that we would need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the $249 discounted rate, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be using a debit card, a credit card?
Debit.
A debit card? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's just got my name.
Okay. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it, start from the left to the right, or repeat those numbers back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 43-87-16-00-08-22-2090.
And the expiration month and year?
0523.
And the little code that's on the back?
746.
And is that car connected to the 111 Northwest Street address?
Yes, and the same zip code.
Oh, the 63771?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Monty, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I just cut out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4387-1600-0822-2090. And then I have May of 23 and 746.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but I'm also going to be going over a voice verification. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way that we have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Schaefer's Tree Service.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Monty Schaefer.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result, and do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account set up, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be May 9th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, when the second month is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 9th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. But, Monty, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, Monty, just give me 1 second here. I'm just having my finance team run the 249. As soon as that does go through, I'll be giving you the confirmation. Just give me 1 second here.
Okay, because I'm actually pretty busy right now.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm going to be very respectful of your time here. I'm only going to need you for a couple, like not a minute or two. All righty. And then also, I got to email you over the invoice and everything like that. But while I'm waiting for the confirmation, I'm going to set you up for your client interview. That's going to be at a later time when you have more time on your hands. That's when you're going to go over the keyboard.
Yes, that'd be fine.
So can we do that later this afternoon or because I do have one available time?
I'll be working till dark. It'll have to be like after 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it's going to have to take place tomorrow then, because it does have to be between 7 and 4 Pacific time. So I can get you tomorrow,
Monty. Make it tomorrow then.
What time works best for you tomorrow?
About dinner, say 12 noon.
12 noon, okay. So let me go ahead and put you at 12 noon. That would be 10 o'clock our time. And we ask that you block off an hour window for that phone call just in case, so we don't have to rush through anything. It normally only takes about 30 minutes, though. Okay. And then also they're going to contact you on the 573-887-1714. Now, Monty, I do need you to do one more thing for me, before the client interview tomorrow. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through. You're going to have an invoice emailed over to you now. And you have a text message that I sent over to you as well. So when you get some time, go to the text message or the email. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Follow the steps right there. And then, once you do follow the steps, it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So try to get that done before the client interview, and they'll be providing you the username and password tomorrow at the time of the client interview. Okay. Just be aware of that call tomorrow. It's going to be coming to you at 12 noon. Okay.
That's crucial.
And then we'll go ahead and get the rest of this ball rolling for you. But Monty, before we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. Remember, try to get that signed tonight when you have some time and wait for that call tomorrow. We'll get the rest of this rolling for you. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Monty.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.